The United States Army Africa Command is partnering the Ghana Armed Forces in an emergency medical readiness exercise in Accra. The exercise is aimed at improving the operational readiness as well as capabilities of the Army's medical corps through the exchange of knowledge and expertise in clinical practice with a focus on trauma, surgical and medical emergencies. We bring you Genevieve Ameniampong and Samuel Aisi's report.
The Army Medical Exercise, the second the U.S. Africa Command is holding with an African country after Chad. The leader of the U.S. team, Naval Captain Allen Winchester, said the United States Army Africa has established a partnership with African countries as part of its military assistance mission to the continent. He said the outreach has undertaken surgical operations on individuals needing life-changing interventions.
Some of the things that the doctors do here are life-changing. For example, a lady had a part on her throat that should not be there, and she could not sleep well, she could not breathe easily. One of our doctors, who was an ear, nose, throat surgeon, was able to go in and remove that, and it changed her life. She said she could sleep, she was accepted again in the community, and so she came back with her entire family and thanked the doctor. So it's life-changing events. One of the important things besides changing people's lives is also building the relationship. The U.S. and the Ghana countries are coming closer together through things like this, the medical teams working together. So that's one of the most important things, changing lives and bringing countries closer together.
The Deputy Chief at the U.S. Embassy for Security Cooperation, Major Natalia Mercedes, said the assistance is to support the medical corps of U.S. partners with skills and latest approaches in medical and surgical operations in both peace and wartime.
We're providing a medical readiness exercise, which will provide not only the United States Army personnel, but also from the GAF, in conjunction both together to working into learning from each other and what are the rules and regulations of a medical team from the GAF and from the United States Army, so they can all be on the same regulation and level.
A consultant orthopedic and trauma surgeon at the 37 Military Hospital, Colonel Samuel Ofer Awuku, was thankful for the U.S. medical assistance and said the team will be readily available to assist personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces and other clients.